in this election, the PAP will be fielding more than 30 new candidates. The team in Marsiling UTGRC has not changed, but there will be more significant changes elsewhere. In fact, this is the largest slate of new faces we have introduced in recent history. And you will get to know all our new candidates in the coming days as each GRC and SMC unveils its candidates. The PAP has walked alongside Singaporeans for the past 60 years and more. Working together, we have overcome crises and storms time and again, including most recently getting through the COVID pandemic together. Through it all, we have delivered stability, progress, and better lives for all Singaporeans. This will be my first general election as Prime Minister and Secretary General of the PAP, and also the first with a refreshed PAP team. I hope Singaporeans will give me and my team the chance to do our best for you.
But I also like to admit that Marsiling residents have also seen major changes as a result of transport connectivity, whether it's the Thomson East Coast Line, whether it's the Woodlands Integrated Transport Hub, and coming in end of next year, you have the RTS line going to JB. And also, what is known, we are also redeveloping Woodlands Checkpoint, so that will also ease congestion in the coming years, as well as giving quicker access for residents and all Singaporeans across to go to JB as well. So both the RTS and the Woodlands Checkpoint will be some of the hallmark changes that you'll see in Marsiling in years to come. So we've seen good transformation, but it's also not about the hardware, but the software too. So one thing we're also known for is, you know, having older population and certainly our rental flat population, which is among the top three in Singapore. So one thing we've learned in the last few years is to be able to do things at scale, to be able to help programs, help and uplift and bridge the social inequality. I think that's one key agenda that we have, and we'll continue to do so.
Over these last almost 15 years, I've come to know many of our residents personally, their hopes for their families, aspirations for children, and their dreams for a better, kinder, stronger community in UT. And we in the Marsiling UT PAP team have delivered on our promises, improving connectivity with new buses and MRT stations, building new amenities, strengthening support for families, and always starting from the heart. Our initiatives like UT Cares, our $1 grocery program to help address cost of living concerns, as well as the upcoming Heart of UT Integrated Development, reflect our deep commitment to both improving our infrastructure and providing for our residents. I believe in working with all of you, listening to the voices of our residents, and building a home where every resident can thrive.
Earlier this year in February, I have actually moved a motion in the Parliament calling for more support in relation to supporting Singaporeans in our aspirations to setting up a family or extending a family, and also more support for caregivers. One thing that I'm particularly heartened about is that something that I've pushed for the past few years in the Parliament, calling for more support for parents in relation to the shared parental leave. This has come into fruition earlier this year when it was being rolled out in terms of the policies. So there are a lot more that our residents have shared with us, and I'm very committed to continue to speak up for them and work with them for all of these policies and initiatives to come into fruition.